This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Mark, what are you doing here?
I'll bet you're wondering where Daryl is.
Exactly.
Well, Daryl called in sick, and we do let that happen around here.
Since when?
Well,
change that policy. Did you sign off on this?
I think I've had a sick day.
What? Have you? Yeah, I think you have.
I'm a little stuffy today, so
you
I might sound a little...
A little nasally?
Yeah, do I?
A little better? Is that what you say?
I don't know. I probably sound better when I'm sick. That's what some people say, is people always sound better when they're sick.
Really? I don't.
No? Do I sound different?
You do sound different.
I do.
Yeah. Well, Daryl's isn't centered around his nasal area.
So we're just not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think the nice way to say it is a stomach bug.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way to say it, yeah.
That is a good euphemism for...
Yes,
for what we're not going to talk about.
For what we're not going to talk about. It sounds like a really great weight loss plan. That's the only way I can lose anything.
Oh, boy.
So today, actually, I saw a list of, I think it was the top 25 people who could receive the Democratic nomination. And one of them... Let's see, I remember Elizabeth Warren, and I remember Cory Booker, and I remember Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, and I remember, is it Andrew Cuomo?
Andrew Cuomo.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So Cuomo's on the list of people who could do it, and he's the governor of New York, and then there was, I remember the mayor of New York's on there too, but I think in U.S. history, no mayor has ever won the presidency. No sitting mayor has ever won the presidency.
That's an interesting bit of trivia.
But then again, it had been a long time since a senator won before Barack Obama won. So
that's true too.
And I'm pretty sure no reality TV star.
So is there a most common profession of those elected?
Generals.
In the military, military generals.
Generals and vice presidents. I think that's the place to go. But it's been so long since the vice president won that basically that streak's lost too.
Really? That's all interesting. I always think senators, I don't know why I think that. I think because a lot of them run, that's a common stepping stone.
There are there were a lot of senators on that list.
I bet. Hillary?
No, she was not on the list. I can't speak to why she's not. I don't know.
She barely stand up at the last time she ran.
I thought she was candidate for life or something
like that. That was an issue, yeah. I think that people, the folks that were on the Hillary train are now looking for Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, dear God.
What?
No.
You're from Mass, right?
No. Yeah.
Hey, that's your homegirl.
No.
No, you don't like Elizabeth?
Oh, my God, no.
Is it because you have something against American Indians? Is that what it is?
Oh, totally.
What do you think most disqualifies Elizabeth Warren from the presidency?
She contradicts herself on a day-to-day basis. Like, I've seen interviews, one after the other, of her saying, two totally different things. It's kind of like her political theater sucks, I guess.
And that is one thing that you don't really experience until the presidency is when they really, the press really starts tightening the screws. They don't pay attention.
Having been from Massachusetts, she's already had her, campaigns against her. So I've already seen all of that content. And,
right.
I mean, some of it you just can't make up. It's her own words coming out of her own mouth and side by side. And actually recently I saw, it was the town of Yarmouth Yarmouth Police Department posted a huge thing that a letter written up, I think by the Chief Police Association or whatever, because she made some comments saying all police departments are racist front and back. And so...
kind of a broad brush.
I was kind of in this long letter, which I actually happen to agree with, of everything that they wrote about to Elizabeth Warren, but the one thing I find issue with is that they posted this opinion piece on the town police Facebook page.
Okay.
So usually you don't see politics on town pages like that. Do you know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
From a police department saying something in favor are against one candidate or another,
right,
you just don't typically see it. And so when I first saw this, it kind of struck me as whoa, this guy's posting it right to the Yarmouth Police Department Facebook page. And even though I agree with everything in it, I just don't know if it's appropriate for someone that's, you know, representing taxpayers both on the right and on the left.
Was it a factual news story, or was it a...
it was an opinion. It was an opinion piece saying that... I mean, you can pull it up if you go to their Facebook page. Basically saying that her comment is, like, smearing good law enforcement officers, and, like, it brings up the police officer in Weymouth that was shot and killed, the one in Yarmouth that was shot and killed,
right,
and saying that it tarnishes, you know, it reduces public trust in the departments when she, you know, paints this image that all police departments are racist front and back, which I agree with. I think, you know...
Agree that all...
No, I agree that it paints a bad, like, it hurts public trust in law enforcement, and it does create, like, a psychological perception when you're the public that you have, it's kind of like fear-mongering is essentially what it is. It's making some blatant statement that's painting with a broad brush in order to generate fear against a group of individuals, which in this case is the cops.
Right. The bigger question to me, whenever I hear something like this, is whether... people in that position, whether they're appointed, elected, whatever, do they give up their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech when they take it?
No, or does the town could have done that on his personal
page. Certainly could have, but the question to me would be, does the town have a policy that prohibits that sort of thing? And if not, then, okay, well, you don't have a policy against it, and this chief or whoever posted it has every right in the world to post it. That's absent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it becomes a free speech issue, whether I agree with it or not. And I'm with you. I don't think...
I think a lot of it was still emotion. Like, I think the letter was emotionally fueled because they just lost one of their officers who got shot and killed. And so they had this... And this was, like, 2 months ago.
Hmm.
And so they literally just lost one of their own. And then, you know, I think her comments emotionally triggered the departments.
Triggered.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth Warren has other things that she's interested in doing.
Yeah.
Like
gun grabbing?
I'm sure gun grabbing's way at the top of her to-do list that she probably has that penciled in for tomorrow.
Why is it every time a woman gets into any type of a, like, notoriety in politics, they always have to be, like, horribly, horribly to the left?
Not every time. You're painting with a broad brush.
No, Sarah Palin was probably like the last female conservative that got any kind of...
crazy flack for being nuts?
No, but just in general. Like,
again, I'm painting
conservative
with that broad brush,
like,
but yeah, that was the last one that anybody really...
conservatives.
Hit. Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Really got picked on tremendously. Now... people on the left will, as a rule, just pick on everybody on the right. They're picking on Trump right now. That's their target.
It's just
for the
like,
next
where are all these
years.
Like pro gun women, and why aren't they running for office? You know what I mean? I just feel like half the women that get up to these platforms are always like, "Oh, we got to ban all the guns. We got to do."
It does. I mean, I've been told that basically having two X chromosomes and running for office means you get an extra 4 points in the vote. So you would think that women would just run. I mean, if you listen to the feminists, women are being underrepresented because it's the patriarchy or some darn thing.
Right.
But it seems to me that mostly gals just don't want to run. If there's a 4-point bonus for being a woman, then why not run? I would love to get a 4-point bonus. I can tell you, I've probably got a 10-point detraction by being a convicted felon.
And you're white and you're male.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah.
In New Hampshire, I don't think it matters much.
That's very true. But in this case, Elizabeth Warren plans to take on capitalism because that's evil, right?
Well, so I hear.
This comes to us from Reason. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, thinks she knows what ails capitalism. There aren't enough people telling the biggest businesses what to do.
Is that a quote from her?
No. This is
sounds like something
she'd
say.
More of an opinion piece from Reason. This is based on a much longer article, which is in Vox, and I would recommend anybody who's interested in really understanding what Elizabeth Warren's plan is.
Is Vox partnered with, like, the New York Times at all?
I have no idea.
Probably. Not listening to them.
But we're going to tell you what she means by people aren't controlling businesses the way that she thinks they should. The big thing is the way she thinks they should. That's the key phrase.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in freedom here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord app. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. These super nodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Live Thursday edition. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about Chris, is it? We were going to talk about these presidential candidates, and I thought you had a story on Cuomo, which I think we're going to get to. But
we will.
You went off the rails. You got some things about Elizabeth Warren that you want to talk about, right?
I've had a very long week. I guess that's the best way to put it. So I'm firing on about half the cylinders. And I had a great time today. I took Riley out shooting, and that was a blast.
Riley, our producer, he produces the Free Talk Live Digest and the Edgington Post and his own show, Anarcho Agenda.
Yep.
He's also blinder than a bat. That's and you took a blind man to fire a what?
We shot a bunch of guns. It was great. He's a great student. That's the best thing. And, you know, if people are conscious of what constitutes gun safety, and Riley
they
is.
They don't need to be able to see the target.
No.
Don't need to, but we were able to get him pointed in the right direction, and I think he probably put metal on paper a couple times there, so it was good.
Did you get his sights all set in?
Perfectly. Perfectly.
He's a good pupil.
Actually, the sighting would have been me grabbing the end of the barrel and just a little bit to the left. There you go.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
The question was, you know, could he do it?
Did he have fun? Is what the question is.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let him speak to that, but it was good.
He'll be on the air, I think, later on this week, so that'll be exciting.
Nice.
Want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. I've been watching their YouTube channel pretty regularly for the last couple of months, and Roger Ver, who is he's an advertiser here on Free Talk Live under, you know, for Bitcoin.com, but he formerly sponsored the show under Memory Dealers. And back then, right, he was very specific that he did not want he never wanted the spotlight. He didn't want his name mentioned, just talk about Memory Dealers, you know, whatever. And that was the way he was going to, benefit us and the show and our ideas and those kind of things. And angel investors basically have made Free Talk Live run for the longest time. But one thing, he's obviously stepped in, that when Bitcoin came along, he decided, you know, my anonymity is not important anymore. I must push this thing. He became Bitcoin Jesus, and he, you know, purchased Bitcoin.com, I believe, and has used it as a platform to spread the ideas of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and, you know, the vision of Satoshi Nakamoto. I think that the channel's great. I've really enjoyed it. There's opportunity to win lots of things there. They give away cryptocurrency on the channel. They give away T-shirts, give away lots of stuff. It's you just go to Bitcoin.com for the website, and then you go to YouTube and search Bitcoin.com. They make it easy.
And as Chris changes the direction of the show, I'm not going to change it again, Daryl. Daryl.
Daryl.
See?
Mark.
Who? What's your name again?
That look like
Mark.
Daryl.
Actually, right. I'm Daryl. Mark something.
But we've been talking about Elizabeth Warren, her plans to destroy capitalism by pretending to save it. Try to contain your surprise that Warren believes the profit motive is running capitalism. She wants the largest corporations in the United States to be legally answerable to people other than their shareholders, and she's introducing a bill to do just that. Warren's Accountable Capitalism Act, quote unquote, would require the corporations that earn more than $1 billion in revenue a year. Note, revenue and not profits.
Yes.
Revenue would be the total amount of money that flows into a business before it pays its bills.
I can't imagine how few American companies we're talking about with $1 billion revenue.
So she's saying she doesn't want the companies to basically do what's best for their shareholders?
I'm going to be like Elizabeth Warren, and I'm going to tell you what this means. I'm just kidding. That's because that's what she's doing. Warren's Accountable Capitalism Act would require the corporations that earn more than $1 billion in revenue a year, note revenue, not profits, would need a federal charter in order to operate. This charter would obligate these companies to consider all, quote, stakeholders, unquote, not just shareholders when making decisions. The bill also requires these corporations to permit employees to elect 40% of the company's board of directors, a supermajority of 75% of directors and shareholders would have to approve political donations. And the writer at Reason, and this is somewhat of an op-ed piece, says, gee, I wonder if someone will propose doing something similar for labor unions.
Probably not.
Sure.
And I believe that that's one of the reasons that Citizens United, the Supreme Court ruling from several years ago at this point, that just got the liberals all whipped up. And I'm not saying it's a good ruling.
Right.
But the reason for it, is, to me, is essentially as a counterbalance to labor unions that made all kinds of donations and those kind of things. So, if labor unions can make the donations, why can't corporations?
Absolutely.
Because it's an organization of people. Well, so's the corporation.
Exactly. Shareholders would be permitted to sue the company if they felt its actions were driven purely by profit and did not reflect the desires of its many stakeholders.
So if you look back in U.S. history, this is going to bring up the 14th Amendment crowd.
Oh boy.
Lots of that stuff out there.
Here we go.
Originally, corporations were chartered for the purpose of the public good. I think the first one was to build a canal in New York, the Erie Canal, maybe?
Maybe.
And it's only after that that basically corporations were a way to dodge the responsibility of running a company in some ways or another, which I think that they would have found other ways to dodge it anyhow.
Yeah. I've always looked at the organization of a corporation more about taxes, which to me speaks more about our tax policies and onerous levels of taxation than really anything else. And there also is some way of limiting liability to you to encourage people to go into business. And if you don't allow them some protections, will they do so?
Basically a corporation allows people to go into, buy shares and not be responsible for that company. So if I were to go out and buy some shares of Facebook right now, I'm not running Facebook.
Well, and
if Facebook got some kind of huge lawsuit against it, I shouldn't be responsible for ponying up some portion of that ruling in that lawsuit. I just bought some shares,
Right.
So that's kind of the idea.
But what you do suffer is if you're the people you have elected to, say, a board of directors of Facebook, if they start just going off the rails and acting all crazy and doing insane stuff, I'm sorry, that's what Facebook is doing.
So do shareholders...
Go ahead.
Because I've never owned any shares or anything like that. But do shareholders vote on all that stuff?
They don't vote on all that detail. So usually how it works is this. First of all, shareholders will vote for who is on that board of directors.
Right.
That's what they do for a corporation. What they can also do is pool their votes into a voting proxy. And they can vote people off. They can vote people out of the company. They can threaten all sorts of things. And that's the power of shareholders. Now, the issue becomes, let's say, we're talking IBM and Mark owns he owns 1,000 shares. It sounds like a lot. That's expensive stock.
What's like the measurement or like the unit for like one share? Is it like a set?
It's not a set amount.
Well,
different companies can have different amounts of shares.
Sure. But let's say there's 50 million shares of IBM out there. Mark's holdings don't really matter to a hill of beans.
It doesn't matter to a hill of beans.
Yeah.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
USA Radio News.
A Colorado man faces three counts of murder after his pregnant wife and two young daughters disappeared earlier this week. Chris Watts was taken into custody Wednesday and was charged with the three murders today. Colorado Bureau of Investigation Director John Camper spoke earlier today at a news conference.
At this point, we have been able to recover a body that we're quite certain is Shanann Watts' body. We have strong reason to believe that we know where the bodies of the children are, and recovery efforts are in process on that.
Music legend Aretha Franklin passed away today at the age of 76 years old. She was suffering from pancreatic cancer. Sarah Dash is a member of LaBelle and says how people should remember Franklin.
As a child of God, as one who had the best voice ever in the world, she reigned in her vocal ability.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I want to tell you about the Discord. It's a chat room, sort of like a really advanced chat room. And it also has the ability for you to call in. As a matter of fact, I got a couple of people called in that I'm going to have to take care of here shortly.
Nice.
I didn't even see this. And so, yeah, you can call in, talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about presidential hopefuls. Elizabeth Warren, I guess she wants to fix capitalism.
Absolutely.
Before we go any further, though, let's I have no idea how long these people have been waiting. Let's go to Stefan, calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'd actually like to talk about a former presidential hopeful.
Who's that?
Gary Johnson has entered the New Mexico. Oh, my goodness. Gary Johnson, our Lord and Savior.
Gary.
I know. Everyone knows
I
you
love Gary.
Not everybody
Gary's
knows.
A nice guy.
Gare Bear.
But Gare anyway, he's entered the New Mexico Senate race, and there's been a lot of buzz over this. I made a meme, which ended up getting me kicked out of the Libertarian Party and my ballot access revoked, but I digress. And a lot of people seem to be thinking that he actually has a shot at winning, and I think that's completely unreasonable to think so.
I'd like to hear why, because he has won twice already in New Mexico and as a Republican. What is he now?
He is running as a libertarian.
He's running as a libertarian. Well, that's going to make winning hard, but I'm interested in knowing what's going on. Go ahead. Tell me.
what was happening was originally they had another candidate running. I can't remember the fellow's name at the moment, but this fellow decided to jump out of the race, and then the New Mexico Libertarian Party, without even consulting with Gary first, decided to nominate him, and Gary figured, okay, I'm just going to jump into this thing, and he's talking about it like he's talking about his presidential run, which is he actually seems to think he has a shot at winning this, and I find that to be just delusional that a libertarian could win anything.
Wasn't he polling in double digits out of New Mexico as presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party?
He ended up ultimately winning 9%.
Okay, well, that's close to double digits.
Close to double digits, but what's happening here is a lot of people are telling me, oh, but Gary Johnson, he's polling in the Senate race at like 24 points. Yes, but the only polls that have been conducted in New Mexico have both been partisan polls, either funded by libertarian groups or Democratic groups. It's very difficult to find nonpartisan polls. And the reason this angers me is not because I have a,
now
you know,
angry?
I fear that.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a terrible messenger for the Libertarian Party.
Well, you
got to
think, too, though, that when he was running for president, right, like, a lot of New Mexican voters probably assumed that the rest of the country didn't have the relationship they did. So I know there's a lot of people that vote based on the odds of somebody winning, which his odds of winning New Mexico are a lot greater than his odds were winning the other 49 states. So therefore, because this is only a statewide race, this, for New Mexican voters, that weighs in. And he's already got the popularity in New Mexico. He already has 8 years executive experience. He knows other lawmakers. He knows other, you know, local judges and all of these things. Like, so I think he actually has a legitimate chance at...
That's scary to think about. Because
yeah. I don't know why. Terrified. Why is it scary, though?
It's scary because if he wins, he will be the first libertarian ever elected to the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
And I do not want him being the poster child of what a libertarian is.
He already
is
though.
A libertarian.
Okay, I hate to say it, but the most... Why?
He doesn't believe in freedom of association. He hasn't openly come out saying he wants to end the Federal Reserve. He's in favor of gun restrictions.
So he's not Stefan, but he's Gary, and he has a lot of positive.
Let me ask you this, Stefan: is he the most likely libertarian to win his election in history?
No, I would say the most likely libertarian candidate to win an election would have been last time in Alaska, who was Joe Miller, who was polling extremely well and
never
ended
heard
up losing. He came
How
in second place.
By what?
In the
what was it?
27%.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
It's really good. And but even then, if Gary were to somehow win this, I don't think that he's the guy we need representing the Libertarian Party in the
Senate. So would you rather have some like hard Republican or hard Democrat instead, or would you rather have somebody that's as close to you philosophically?
If it means we can buy some time until we can get, so I don't usually like using the term actually libertarian, but if it means we can buy some time to get a more pure libertarian to run
like
for office,
who,
then yes,
though?
Be
most
better,
like, as far as I'm concerned, the pure libertarians, the ones that go around like it's a,
here we go.
You know. a competition of who's the most pure, those are the people I'm honest to God least likely to vote for myself.
Right.
And I consider myself a libertarian. If you can't hold a job or hold a conversation with somebody that's 95% philosophically aligned with you and you can't get along with
but
them,
Gary
you're
isn't
not going to get along with anybody in D.C.
But Gary isn't 95%, you know, philosophically
aligned. But I'm saying you probably
you.
Have more in common with Gary Johnson philosophically than you do the far left or the far right, which would make up the majority of D.C.
Right, but now you're making the interim argument. It's just like, well, he's closest to you, so that's what...
No, I'm saying
I
you
understand.
Can't get along with somebody that has that much common ground with you, then you have an issue communicating.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand what Stefan's saying. What the concern is because libertarianism is not mainstream. It simply isn't. And I think what a lot of libertarians feel is, look, if people aren't going to get what we... really mean, and I mean, I'm going to talk about the 95% that libertarians agree upon. That has to do with, like he said, right of association and different things like that, sound money and all these different things. If the message that gets put out doesn't include those key points, then we're not even putting out a real message. Now, if Gary were to run as an extremely libertarian running Republican, I'd have no issue with him, just like I had no issue with Rand Paul.
Or now, Justin Amash.
Right, Justin Amash. A great answer. So these are all people that are not claiming to be libertarian. I think libertarianism is so unique and holds so many issues dear to its heart and crucial that they aren't even mainstream, that I'm willing to wait for that person to come along. That's just me.
I think that to my mind on this is the libertarians can't control. If the libertarians are going to have so little control over their own party that somehow interlopers get in by their own estimation, then
right. Isn't
that the way it should have been in the first place? I mean, really,
right?
Libertarians are running around saying, "I don't vote because it's bad and stuff." Well, then don't think for a second that your party's got any chance of having real libertarians.
You
don't live in New Mexico? No one cares what you think on this one, Stefan.
Nah, people will be watching it.
It's the people in New Mexico. The libertarians in New Mexico.
If he wins, it becomes the business of the rest of the people in the Liberty Movement. I already hate how much this guy is worshipped anyway. As said, it got my ballot access revoked because
he rightfully earned his support in New Mexico, who are you to knock on that? Isn't that free market support? He did what he had to do as a human being in order to gain the support of the majority of people in New Mexico. And if he gets elected, that's saying something. That is saying something. That's saying that the majority of voters
out
there think...
He's not an opportunist.
He doesn't vote $1 billion company.
The Libertarian Party can't even figure out what it wants to do.
Gary Johnson built a multi-million-dollar company from the ground up that he started door knocking.
No, he didn't. Donald Trump was given his money and his opportunities.
Gary Johnson
started a handyman job, turned a handyman business into a contracting company.
Yeah, door knocking people in his community, and he provided such genuine good service that by word of mouth he grew and he grew and he grew, and eventually his company employed over 1,000 people.
If libertarians to vote, then you can start talking about this. But until then, you got no control over your party.
I love Gary.
This segment brought to you by Gary Johnson for New Mexico.
You can send me an email. I'll give him money to his campaign.
Sorry to hear Daryl got cursed by Montezuma.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call,
bye,
man.
Stefan.
All right. Free Talk Live. That was Discord. You heard how good that sounded? Just go to discord.freetalklive.com to get involved. Or call us on the phone lines, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's a live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
Yes. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Gary Johnson was brought up in the last segment, and you know that gets libertarians riled up. You've got an article, Chris, that you're finishing up about Elizabeth Warren, and we're taking your calls. I want to tell you about CryptoTip.org. What CryptoTip is what we believe, and this is the reason we got involved and we created CryptoTip, is we believe this is a great way to get cryptocurrency in people's hands. If you want people
just
to...
Just a tip. I can resist.
Yeah, I never considered that in putting together this website, I gotta say.
Just put it in their hands.
Oh, we're gonna need another website. If you want people to use cryptocurrency, they must have cryptocurrency. A great way to get many, many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to have cryptocurrency is by giving them tips. Now, waiters, waitresses, cab drivers, the sort of people who get tips, obviously you should give them a U.S. dollar tip too, but you want to give them a cryptocurrency tip, that way they can get involved. So first you give a normal tip in USDs and then the cryptocurrency tip on top of that. And what's great about CryptoTip.org is not only can you give them a tip in a paper wallet, but if they don't use it, it returns to you. It's an excellent outreach tool. It's a business card size printable cryptocurrency tip. You choose the amount. You get email notifications when they're redeemed with Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and BTC. CryptoTip.org. It's great, I think. Please adopt it. Use it. CryptoTip.org. There's no cost to it. Chris?
Yes, we've been talking about Elizabeth Warren and her intention to help fix capitalism, fix what's wrong with it. The justification for all this is the common and economically sketchy claim of income inequality, that the rich are getting richer and that wages are stagnating. Warren complains in a Wall Street Journal commentary.
Household income is rising still. I mean, it's not certainly not out of the ballpark, but we just looked at, I think this week or last week on the show, that over 50 years, household income has, even for the poorest, has gone up almost 30%.
Yeah. And that's a question.
Inflation-adjusted dollars.
Correct. And I'm not going to say that there aren't ways that the very wealthy can scam the system and that those aren't from time to time used.
Let me give my example here, because I think this is really, this is easy for people to understand. All right, so I'm a lawyer, you're a paralegal. We both get hired at the same time, you're my assistant. I get started as a junior associate, at $100 an hour, and you get started as a junior paralegal at $10 an hour.
Okay.
We work our butts off that first year. We get lots of cases won, lots of paper moved, do all those things. They bump my pay, make me a regular associate, and you a regular paralegal, and they bump our pay by 100%.
100%.
I go from making $100 an hour to $200 an hour. You go from 10 to 20. Both of us are doing pretty well here, except that the wage gap disparity went from $90 to $180, and now I'm now making 200% more than I was making before, and that's a real problem. There's this giant gap that's been created between what we're making, even though you're making double.
Right.
So that's what essentially is going. Maybe I don't know. Maybe. Where capitalism requires that the rich get richer in order for the poor to get richer, too.
Yeah. And we'll get into discussing a little of the specifics of that. The justification for all this is the common, as I said, economically sketchy claim of income inequality, that the rich are getting richer and that wages are stagnating. Warren complains in a Wall Street Journal commentary that shareholders have, quote, unstracted, unquote, $7 trillion in profits since 1985. That, quote, might otherwise have been reinvested in the workers who help produce them, unquote. So the only thing I want to bring into that scenario is, and David Stockman, and I can't remember the title of the book, but I've quoted it a million times, he makes the case that if you do things at the legal level and you do things at the tax level, that you can create unintended consequences. And one of those that he points out is the idea of stock buybacks. So stock buybacks used to be completely rare. You know, they were rarely ever done. The companies would do that. Since tax laws and other laws have changed since the Reagan years, buybacks have become very, very common. And it's almost something that companies it's a tactic. But the question he has is, what does a stock buyback actually produce other than inflating a stock price where big stockholders can take advantage of that and profit tremendously? And that's why I do hear these things like, you know, have extracted, you know, $7 trillion out of companies. Well, that's the mechanism that is most frequently used.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Big Ben from Canada on the Discord. Big Ben, can you hear me? Maybe I've got the wrong button pushed. Let's try this one. Big Ben, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, terribly sorry. What's on your mind? What is on your mind? Clearly there is some kind of audio issue going on, so I guess I'm going to have to...
To be continued.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yep. I'll see if I can work it out during the top.
I heard a cough. What was that?
Big Ben, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's my fault. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, first, on the Gary Johnson thing, Michael Badnarik once said that libertarians agree 95% of the time, but spend 95% of the time arguing about the other 5%.
Yeah, that's about right.
But, yeah.
But here's I'm actually going to do something on the other 5% and ask a question to all three of you and let you debate it.
Okay.
Do you believe lacing fentanyl with marijuana is an act of aggression?
Do I think lacing fentanyl with marijuana is an act of aggression?
Seems like it would mellow it out a little bit. Or did you mean the other way
around? If you tell your client, I presume you're selling fentanyl at this point, tell whomever you're giving fentanyl to that it's just regular fentanyl and not laced with anything, then you have committed, then you've lied. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, lying during some kind of transaction is fraud. Yep. I don't know why you would want to do such a thing, but yes, I would call that an act of aggression.
Yeah, I agree. Like, if you sell somebody something and you don't tell them what's in it, and you know what's in it, then you're committing fraud, which
yes,
is an right. aggressive thing to do.
I don't think that
someone.
Lying is freedom of speech.
I don't either. And I just think there's a moral code that people should follow, whether they do or not. It happens to coincide with libertarian philosophy, and I would say that, yes, that's absolutely
you're robbing
fraud.
Someone of their choice to consent when you don't tell them what's in it.
So, was there a gotcha to that one, Big Ben?
Well, I was just wondering because there's been lots of cases of overdoses happening around the states. And
right.
Fentanyl. But usually it's from the fentanyl, not the marijuana.
Yeah, that may have been a misstatement, I think.
Do you think it was? Was it? You mean lacing your marijuana with fentanyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said lacing your fentanyl with marijuana.
I reversed the order is what I wanted.
Okay.
Yeah. But I guess the point being is if you sold someone marijuana and they thought it was completely harmless and instead you gave them a highly dangerous opioid, then it's still fraud. You did not provide what you said you were going to do from a libertarian standpoint.
How is that even a question, though? Like, where were you coming from? I feel like that's such common sense logic. Like, where were you?
Well,
I grew up.
It's like giving someone a bottle of water that's, you know, really like some toxic acid and saying, here, sip this, you know? Like,
can I speak
you can't
as
do that?
Someone who has actually bought drugs that turned out to be laced with something?
Why?
Don't buy
drugs. It wasn't my intent, but we harassed this like old hippie for a long time to give us some weed, and he finally was like, all right, I'll sell you a joint. Turns out it was laced with PCP. Which was not the high we were looking for.
Yes.
These are not the droids you were looking for. It was rather intense, and it was rather shocking, but it was what it was.
Didn't bother him anymore.
No, we didn't bother him. But the point being is I felt that was fraud. And it was also somewhat dangerous in the fact that I was trying to drive myself across a bridge and when all that stuff sort of hit me.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
This is a probable, almost certain future of making certain drugs illegal. It's very unlikely in the marketplace that you're going to get some kind of laced drug.
Especially with things that are more expensive.
Yeah.
Why would I cut my profit?
Yeah, why would you do it? Thanks for the call, Big Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE or discord.freetalklive.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.